another gem found on social media. Top 5 things people think the most while at work. Number 5, I'm sleepy. Number 4, I should just get this over with. Number 3, what should I have for lunch? Number 2, I wish it was quitting time. And the number 1 top thing people are thinking about at work, I want to go home. Now, how many of you thought I just read your mind? Seeing as how people in Korea are now returning to work after a long weekend and therefore probably having a very Monday-like Tuesday today, I'd imagine a lot of people felt this way, even more than usual. But hey, keep your chin up, because now that Tuesday is already almost over, we just have to make it through 3 more days until we get another long weekend. Think about how fast October came. The next weekend will be here before you know it. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Hey girl, take you home tonight. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was a fantastic updated rendition of 우리 집, or My House, by 2PM. Now, because of the long weekend, a lot of us here in Korea, we feel like we're just starting October. I still couldn't believe that we are already in a new month over the weekend. But the calendar is telling us that, hey, we are already on day 4, which means we have less than 100 days left in 2022. Yes, let that sink in. And we had a lot of, just like a bunch of rain, just seemingly out of nowhere, for a lot of the weekend. And so now that the temperature has dropped considerably after this big bout of rain, it really is finally starting to feel like the wrapping up of the year. Well, I don't know if that's just me. I'm sure everyone else is feeling it, right? Today really feels like the first day of true autumn, because we had another weird summer rainy season, like kind of throwback to summer. Like summer's just like, hey, do you remember me? Don't forget about me. And then just like that, here we are. Autumn. If we haven't already, it's definitely time to get those warmer clothes out. Yes, I'm not talking to you. I'm really just talking to myself because I haven't done it yet. Well, in any case, how was everybody's long weekend? That is, if you were in Korea and you had one. For those of you listening from other parts of the world, well, how is your Tuesday going? Tell me all about it, because I missed you and I missed our global roll call. So let me know where you are listening from and what you're doing. And yes, of course, you can send in song requests as well as your sayonder, stories and anecdotes about anything or everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp8150. It's 50 won per SMS and 100 won per MMS. Now, in part 2 of the show, we'll be joined by Professor Cynthia Yu for our Tuesday segment, OFD and Chill. So stick around to find out which movie or drama she'll talk about today. Okay, it's time for our next song break. I'll be back with a global roll call after we listen to Billy Acousti with his song Restart. Modern Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now it is 5:21 p.m. And not only do we have a big dip in temperatures, but because we just finished getting a bout of rain, I think around this morning it stopped. It's still pretty cloudy. It's gray. I saw a little bits of blue sky peeking through the clouds, but otherwise kind of overcast, but kind of refreshing from the humid, wet weekend. Right now, I'm talking to you from a studio located in the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Time to take our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today. Let's find out. Listener Taipei Wern writes, DJ Lena, I am back in Malaysia. I touched down at KLIA yesterday at 6:15 p.m. Korean Standard Time, and the first thing I did was tune into OFD. It felt so good to tune into OFD during regular hours instead of in the wee hours of the morning. And I'm not going to unpack my luggage because in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to go see my favorite DJ and K-pop singer, Lena Park. Yay! I can't wait. The countdown begins today. I'll see you soon. Oh my. Oh my goodness, that just made me realize how close the concert is, and now that's making me stressed out. Chungsugo72 writes, did you get some rest? It's hard getting back to the routine after holiday. Yes, it truly is very hard after getting a long rest. Sometimes it's like, we should try and keep to a somewhat of a routine even during our holidays so that it's not so hard. We tell ourselves that, but then we never do it. But I'm doing okay. So far, so good. Listener Alicia Y writes, daylight savings started on Sunday morning. It sucks that we lost an hour, but I'm definitely liking the seemingly longer days. So, we are now 2 hours ahead of Korea and Japan, which isn't the best. But I guess that gives me time to run some errands or even do some cooking between work and OFD. Yesterday was Labor Day in New South Wales, and I'm so glad we had this extra day to adjust to the loss of an hour. Our Monday meetings were pushed to today, so today felt like Monday. I just need to keep reminding myself that tomorrow is Wednesday. Oh wow, even though you are in Australia, you're feeling what a lot of us here in Korea are feeling. I also had to keep reminding myself, today is Tuesday, it's Tuesday, right? Yes, because of that long weekend there. Well, I hope you get back into your routine sooner than later. And yeah, the seemingly longer days for me, I feel like is worth it, that's for sure. Listener Ray Liu R says, Nuna, 안녕. I really hope I make the roll call this time. It's midnight in New York City. Stayed up late just to get this chance. Please stay healthy, Lena Nuna. Well, Ray, I hope you know that you made it. You made our roll call. Thank you so much for staying up that late to give us a chance to let us know where you are listening from. Yoon Mi-jung writes, it's quite cold today. Looks like it's now time to wrap up summer. You think? Maybe time, I know. It's about time. Chong Song-ha writes, I got home after my 2 week stay at the hospital. I think I recovered faster because I was listening to your voice. Thank you. Alright, well, congratulations on finally being able to go home. I'm assuming that means you are all in tip-top shape, all better now, so that's a good thing. All right, now let's look at some song requests. Our first request comes from listener Meridiana. Hello, DJ Lena. I want to request IU's 8 featuring Suga of BTS. This song means a lot to me because of its very good meaning. It's become my favorite song since it was first released. Thank you. All right. Well, we're very glad to play your very favorite song. And then listener Shuli Katun says, Hi, Lena Park. What you doing now? I am busy cooking for in the morning. So please play Ihai's My Star. All right, getting that cooking get over with. Hopefully it'll set you up for the day. Got some really great female artists here requested back to back. Let's listen to them now. First up, IU with 8 featuring Suga, and then Ihai with My Star. That was Ihai with her song My Star. And before that, we heard IU with 8 featuring Suga. JSJerry76 wrote, "It's chilly after the rain, but I am in the warmest place in the world right now. OFD. It's nice to listen to the show live." Yes, because of the very, very long holiday and also some other extenuating circumstances here, we did have a lot of pre-recordeds in a row, not usual. Listener Update 2000 wrote, "I couldn't listen to the radio because I was so busy with September's end-of-the-month tasks, but I'm so happy to be able to start October with OFD. All right, that's a nice way to look at it. We're glad to be here to help you kickstart your October as well. Listener I'm Kelly wrote, "It's hard to believe, or I don't want to believe, that there are less than 90 days left till the end of this year. Last week, I saw many people posting their 100-day challenge of 2022 on social media, and they seemed excited sharing their goals. But I don't know why this festival-esque post sounds a bit frustrating to me." I think that it's festival-esque because it's some way to mitigate some anxiety about the year ending and seemingly ending so soon, that they want to kind of milk the time that they have left and give themselves a couple challenges. I don't know. I say, you know, if you can't beat them, join them and make up a goal, a very, very small goal. Like, I'll read half a book, you know, something small. And I don't know, maybe it'll make you feel better. Something to look forward to instead of getting stressed out about the fact that the year is ending. Listener Taro Chan writes, "Lina, 안녕하세요. I've been busy lately because I'm getting ready to move this month. And also, I have a lot on my mind. I'm not a big fan of apartments, so I moved out, but now I'm going back. And by the way, you look like you're in your mid-20s, early 30s in today's picture. You look my age." Ha ha ha. Thank you very much. I'm sure I am not, though. Well, moving is kind of a big deal, and I can understand being focused on that can kind of take up a lot of your time, so hopefully you can have a very successful move, and even though you're not a big fan of apartments, maybe you'll find something that you really love about your new place. I surely hope so. So good luck with the moving. All right, listener Forever Lena asks how my long weekend was. Let's see. It was so long that I seriously can't remember what I did. It was, I think, the first weekend I didn't actually have some sort of work-related schedule, i.e. performance. So I got to meet up with some people, meet up with family and some friends. And then other than that, just kind of veg at home, got some work done at home, preparing and practicing for the concert, prepping and practicing for also the fall single coming up. So yeah, a little bit of work, a little bit of play, hopefully in good balance. Yeah, I think it was okay. Mostly we stayed inside because of the rain, my goodness. Anyhow, thanks for asking. Forever Lena has a song request. We'll listen to it right now. Here is Channabi with 가을밤에 든 생각. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Lim Toy writes, "Hi, Lena. I've finished the Japanese singer's clothing yesterday, and her concert is this Friday. And your concert will come very soon. I envy all the people who can go and enjoy it. Hope I can go next year. Please take care of yourself. Well, congratulations on completing her costume. I hope it turned out fantastically. I'm sure it did. And I hope you get to go actually catch her wearing it and rocking it on Friday. That would be fun. And yes, definitely, if you can't come to the concert this year, there's going to be more next year. That's, yeah, you got lots of time. So we can plan way ahead. All right. Listener Johnny writes, "Hello, Lena. Each time you play Hot Air Balloon, it reminds me of a semi-local story I heard. A couple was on a hot air balloon ride over rural Ohio when the boyfriend reached into his pocket to propose, but he fumbled and dropped the box and ring into the unmarked forest below. Well, since they couldn't land and park the balloon, they took out their smartphones and took a bunch of pictures to identify the spot later. Sounds improbable, but after only a couple weeks of driving and hiking a methodical search grid, they found it." Wow, that's amazing. It's amazing that that little box with the ring was just sitting there in the middle of a forest, just waiting for them, not like, you know, eaten by a wild animal or, you know, squirreled away by a squirrel or you know, I don't know, bird, something. Wow, the ring could have dropped out of the box. Like, there's so many things that could have happened. It could have fallen into the middle of a tree and never made it to the ground. Seriously, that's a pretty amazing story. And how fun that hot air balloon sparked the memory of it and also sparked your sharing it with us. That's a fun story. Thank you so much. Listener Jung Taekun says, "I'm late today, so I'm standing by at a Star Cafe in front of work with a decaf Americano. The weather's gloomy, but all I need is a beautiful, happy, and kind voice." All right, well, enjoy your wonderful coffee. Coffee on a gloomy day. Yes, it's a little gray, but like I said, it's nice and cool, right? It'll actually get chilly tonight, so I hope you've bundled up. Listener Update 2000 writes, "Come fall, I enjoy the 월간 윤종신 song called 도착. This song seems to increase that unique 쓸쓸함 that autumn brings." All right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned it because we can listen to it for our next song break. It was my contribution to monthly Yunjongshin or Yunjongshin Monthly. And this was a fun song because he said that he wrote it to be sort of a sequel to Chulguk by Harim, right? So it was fun that I got to sing it. And we'll all listen to it now, thinking in an autumn mood. Here is Yoon Jong-shin and me, Park Jung-hyun, with 도착, 아리베. 2 different songs from 2 different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we'll listen to 2 songs that are both entitled Lonely. Yes, it's kind of in keeping with this autumn vibe we've got going. We will start with the K-pop song Lonely by Hyogo. This charming band made their debut in 2014 and has since been known for their signature sentimental sounds. Their song Lonely comes from their debut EP album entitled 20, on which it was their first track. So basically the first song we were meant to hear from them. It's a song with all English lyrics, and they start out like this. Lonely, your embrace is disappeared, slowly. Your smells disappeared, suddenly indulge in old memories. Scattered pieces of old flame keep knocking the door. All right, I'm alone, but it seems like pieces of that person still sort of haunt here and there. And for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Lonely by American DJ and producer Diplo and American pop rock band The Jonas Brothers. This song was released in 2019 as the lead single from Diplo's second studio album with a very cool title, Diplo Presents Thomas Wesley, Chapter 1, Snake Oil. And then, of course, the Jonas Brothers, consisting of three real brothers. They had debuted when they were in their teens back in 2005, but they'd had disbanded in 2013 to pursue solo careers as musicians and actors. But they got back together as the Jonas Brothers in early 2019, making this song, Lonely, one of their first projects as a featured artist in nearly a decade. Now here is a bit of this song's lyrics. Everybody needs a place to hide. This don't have to be a bumpy ride. I think we should be alone tonight, 'cause we don't have to be lonely. Everybody needs some company. Let's talk about it over one more drink. I think you should be alone with me, 'cause we don't have to be lonely. Don't have to be lonely, lonely. All right, well, here's someone who is definitely trying to combat loneliness here, making a very proactive effort in any case. Well, at least these two songs won't be lonely since we'll listen to them now, back to back. We'll listen to Hyogo's Lonely, and after that, Lonely by Diplo and the Jonas Brothers. That was Diplo and the Jonas Brothers with Lonely, and before that, Lonely by Hyogo. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now coming up in part two, our expert with impeccable taste, Professor Cynthia Yu, will join me in the studio for OFD and Chill, so don't change that channel. Let me wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here's Mate with their song 우울한 너에게, For My Melancholy. 맘 없는 사랑은 진실할 수 없다는 걸 알잖아. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. OFD and Chill will be starting soon. Professor Cynthia will join me in the studio. Now, if you can't decide which Korean movie to watch next or which K-drama to put on your playlist, which K-star to stan now, well, first, hear out what she recommends. We're going to take a song break to give Cynthia some time to get settled in here. First up is Nell with their song 기억을 걷는 시간, Time Spent Walking Through Memories. And after that, EXO with 나비소녀, Don't Go. 아직도 너의 소리를 듣고 아직도 너의 성 given moment, countless titles are showing at the movie theaters. Even more dramas are out there for you to binge on. So when every one of them is as inviting as the next, how do you decide just where to start? Well, maybe you should first OFD and chill. K-dramas have been huge for several decades, but the real secret is out now. Korean films are just as awesome. So whether it be film or TV, if that one-inch-tall barrier of subtitles means nothing to you, but you just don't know where to go next, let OFD and Chill be your guide. As usual, our guide and expert with madcap tastes, it is Professor Cynthia Yu. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, I love it.
I get applause.
I know. I love that adjective.
Thank you.
Works really well.
I was just looking over... your outline for today's show, and I noticed I'll let you introduce your own topic for today, but I was inspired by one of your adjectives to go find my own to riff on it, right? So yes, during my big frantic search, I found that madcap taste. I don't think your tastes are madcap, but I just thought it was appropriate for today's
Sometimes
topic.
It can be, right? Sometimes.
Yes, that's true. Sometimes right? It can be quirky.
I love my B-gup, or in, you know, we call it like the kind of quirky, silly comedy. So
yeah, absolutely so. And first off, we've got Jung Sung-ah, JS Jerry 76, Lim Tuae, Update 2000, Alicia, and Taepi Wern back in Malaysia now saying, hello, hello, 교수님.
Yeah, I'm glad she's back and listening to us in a reasonable time zone.
Absolutely so. Yes, we felt the pain of 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning over in Houston. In any case, how are you doing?
My goodness.
Yeah.
Like it's like
autumn starting today.
Autumn
day one.
And
yes.
You know, I don't know, like the sky was a little overcast.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, did we just experience some sort of like maybe change in season?
Yeah.
Or is it just, you know, oh, it's going to rain soon?
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure. But it definitely felt like, wow, we're heading into a new sort of phase, a new season.
I mean, even up until the day before yesterday when it started pouring cats and dogs, because we are in autumn technically, we thought opening the windows would cool things down.
Right.
And then basically we started roasting because it was humid.
Right.
It was like 25 degrees and raining.
You're right.
94% humidity, did you know that? So we were like, close the windows, AC, AC.
And then, like, my husband, on the weekend, it was like, I'm going down and park, you know, repark on the upper floor.
On the upper parking level.
Because we had this huge typhoon
and
rainstorms in August. So I think
flooded all the lower levels.
Right. Luckily, our apartment, we weren't, you know, harmed by the rainfall.
Oh, thank
but
goodness.
Who knows, you know, from now on, you just have to be kind of careful when you hear about any kind of sudden storms
or flooding. And to me, I mean, I knew it was supposed to rain. And in early Sunday morning, I thought it was supposed to be spitting rain.
Right.
And we're supposed to get more than 2 millimeters. And then suddenly it's just like for 2 days straight.
Wow.
It was so out of the blue for me. Definitely so. But you guys were okay during the rain too.
Yeah.
You didn't get wet.
You know, that's another thing about the city. Parts of the city gets flooded.
That's true.
And other parts are like, what are you talking about?
It's very spotty and localized.
Right.
Which is, you know, considering that Seoul is not like the hugest city in comparison to other cities of the world, it's saying a lot.
Right.
Interesting.
Also, like, I'm kind of getting like the sort of shopping bug.
Oh,
you know, now that we're finally like teaching, you know, on campus.
Right.
You know, I've actually got to start wearing clothes
appropriate
for teaching.
Yes.
And, you know, although I've noticed people are much like instructors are much more casual these days.
I see.
Everyone wears jeans and comfortable clothes, but still.
Maybe it was a little pandemic inspired,
right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Not as formal as, but still you want a nice little work ready.
Right.
I just keep looking at everything in my closet and I want to just like throw it all away. I feel like there's it's time for a big shift, right? That coat that I've been wearing for 10 years.
The 10 pairs of skinny jeans, which I think I have. I was telling our writer, why do I have so many skinny jeans?
Because that's all that was available. Like for retail, that's all we were, you know, kind of wearing. Yes, I have a large part of my jean wardrobe has been in storage for like 3 years. I don't know if it's ever coming out. We'll see. Little quick notes. Alicia writes, I finished Dr. Lawyer and I loved it so much. Waiting till the weekend before I subscribe to Netflix to watch Little Women.
Now, you know, I love that show, but I have to admit, you know, it's hard to wait for the next week's
worth of
episodes.
That's true.
When
it's that weekly episode, it is hard waiting, isn't it?
So you might maybe wait a little longer until the season's over, and then you can just like spend a weekend going like, what?
Good tip there, Alicia. If you want to do a binge fest,
that's right.
You could wait till it's over. Tay-Pei Warren also remarked that Little Women is a hit in Houston as well.
Oh, nice.
So, it's got a far reach there.
Yeah, I mean, it's so well made, but it's so makjang.
Yeah.
You know, there's just, in Korean, we just say, you know, it's just a page difference between one extreme.
That's true.
And I think this drama is it.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're very aware that they are a makjang drama, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a genre, right? Mm-hmm. All right. And now we're going back to Madcap. Let Cynthia describe what she's brought in to talk about today.
Right. You know that, you know, we've been talking about this season. And
of course, autumn. Folks
say that autumn is a season for self-reflection.
Yes, get all moody.
Mm-hmm. And the film market reflects that, right? You know, autumn is when Oscar season premiere movies come out.
That's right. It's
big stars, biopics, right?
Right.
They're very serious-minded.
Yeah.
And they're not really looking to be box office hits.
More critical acclaim kind of stuff, okay.
But I also think you can enjoy some really
zany
comedies as well. And there are some serious big-name comic stars due to hit the theaters soon.
All right, so up-and-coming releases to look forward to, not only here locally, but, you know, worldwide releases. They're always finding ways to distribute.
Right.
So we've got a little something for everyone. And with that in mind, we're going to go to our first song break. I'll be back with more with Cynthia after this. Here's 17 with 우리의 새벽은 낮보다 뜨겁다. Our dawn is hotter than day. That was 17 with 우리의 새벽은 낮보다 뜨겁다. Our dawn is hotter than day. And we've got some hot comedies, up and coming new stuff to keep an eye out for. If you're in Korea, you can go to the theater and grab it. If not, it's something you can put on your playlist for when it reaches around to your neck of the woods. What's the first movie we'll talk about today?
Yeah, it's going to be released tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yes.
It's called Come Back Home.
Come Back Home?
Come Back Home.
Yeah.
But Come Back Home.
Okay.
So it's perfect.
Yes.
Right? I actually do love it. And it makes sense in English, too.
It makes in English. Mm-hmm. Yes. It makes it easier. Actually, it also is easier to search for.
Right.
You just have to make sure it's the movie, not the song.
Korean movie.
Yes, Korean movie. Mm-hmm. Come Back Home.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it's directed by Lee Yeon-woo, starring big comic stars
Damiran,
Song Se-byeok, and Lee Bom-su.
Wow.
Right? These three are really hilarious entertainers and actors. And it's basically about this unknown, meaning not famous, comedian named Ki-se, played by Song Se-byeok, who loses everything but returns to his hometown after 15 years to become the boss of that local regional crime syndicate.
What? Interesting. Okay, so the homecoming or the comeback home is, of course, in this. Now he's a comic. He's a comedian.
Right.
Who loses everything, goes back home to be part of a crime syndicate.
Mm-hmm. He's tried for 7 years to be a comedian and finally gets a break on, you know, the show, which aired on KBS, GAG Concert.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
But only a week later, it was announced that
GAG Concert is ending.
Right.
And it's all those people are suddenly out of a job.
Mm-hmm. And he loses his big shot at, you know, fame.
So they're riffing on this actual event that happened.
Right.
That's very smart.
And they actually have folks like Kim Jun-ho and Kim Ji-min,
I see.
Big comedian stars.
Right.
Gagman, Kim Dae also.
Mm-hmm.
They have extra special appearances on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is really well casted, actually.
Mm.
We mentioned the big three leading comedic actors.
Right.
But there's also actors like Lee Kwon-young, Oh Dae-hwan, who's also a really hilarious actor.
Yeah.
In Kyo-jin also is now becoming known as a very...
Showing his comedic chops.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Jun-hyuk and even Kim Won-hae. has a very kind of smaller supporting role. Mm. So I was wondering, who is this director, Lee Yeon-woo?
Lee Yeon-woo.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because when you are able to cast such great people.
Top billing stars.
Right?
Yeah.
And I realize it's, we've already talked about this director when we talked about the actor Kim Yoon-seok and his movie Running Turtle.
Oh.
거북이 달린다, which came out in 2009.
Yes.
And it was this really kind of mix up of, you know, thriller, comedy.
Dramedy.
And of course, 시골, or, you know, countryside accent.
That's true.
Because right. it took place in a small town in Chungcheongdo.
Yes.
Chungcheong province. So director Lee Yeon-woo has actually said this is part three of the Chungcheong province. I think what he means is Chungcheongdo comedy 3부작. So this is part of his third trilogy.
Right.
Of, you know, Chungcheong comedic movies.
I like that. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's focused, like he focused in on a locale early on.
Right.
And it continued with Running Turtle. And I think he likes it there.
Right.
He likes it there, and he feels like there's a lot of richness to uncover yet.
Right.
So this new movie, why go somewhere new? Why research somewhere new? He's also going back home.
Right. The second movie, the sort of the second installment was Hot Young Bloods.
Ah.
피 끊는 청춘. We haven't talked about this movie, but, you know, I think one day we'd like to.
Yeah.
It was also set in Chungcheongdo.
Okay.
Also kind of like based on the 1980s, so they were able to mix in the accent with the retro vibe, right?
Absolutely so, yes.
And that was a huge, you know, popular movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, maybe the reason he likes to come home to Chungcheongdo is to show comedy that's sort of closer to life. He says he wants his movies to be more natural.
Right.
Close to life comedies.
Close to life comedies. All right. So 생활 is what we would call it here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Slice of life.
Right.
But with a little comedy, but a little drama.
And some pathos, right?
Pathos.
You know, this, you know, Song Se-byung is an actor who's really good at, how do I say, playing kind of quote-unquote losers.
I guess so,
right?
Yeah.
The sort of, you know.
Down on his luck.
Right.
Yeah.
He always looks so uncomfortable on screen. He's always like the kind of, you know,
Puran,
right.
Like just never in a state of peace or stability.
I keep thinking I have to find like an equivalent Hollywood actor.
You know,
there are a lot of folks who do that
kind of
too.
Nervous energy.
Right?
Did I leave the iron on back home kind of energy?
But so hilariously funny.
Oh.
Really great timing. And it's never forced, right?
Perfect for this, like, slice of life or close-to-life comedy. JS Jerry 76 says, just hearing the cast members' names makes me want to watch it.
Yeah. Me too. Like, I saw the posters, and they looked really cheesy, so I didn't have any kind of...
Comedic posters here are, they really bank on the cheesy. I don't know why, but...
Every actor face is sort of plastered on the poster.
That's true.
And they're always like...
Having a really exaggerated expression on their face.
Right. But then, you know, when I looked at the list and I saw the trailer, I'm like, hey.
Really top comedic actors.
This could be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Tae-pei Warren also loves Ramiran. Said she was hilarious in Miss and Mrs. Cop.
Right.
And Jong Song-ha says, this first song was a hint. Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also notes that most gangster movies are actually set in Gyeongsangdo in Jeollado. So a Chungcheongdo gangster movie already sounds
kind of funny, right?
New and funny.
Because I'm afraid the Chungcheongdo accent has this kind of reputation of being a little even more country.
Country bumpkin, country sounding.
That's right. And Ramiran is even... She's actually quite lovely in this film as well, because she and Song Se-byung actually play themselves like 20 years in the past when they're in high school.
Okay.
And you think, maybe not such a good move for folks in their late 40s, right?
Yeah.
But it works.
Does it?
And she's so good at playing this sort of shy
high schooler kid
who's so kind of in love with
Song
Se-byung.
I love that. Dernina, don't recast them. Just use them. It is a comedy, is it not?
Yeah. What works, it works so well with these two actors because they know this is already a very funny scene and they don't overplay it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Like she's quite lovely and he's kind of like, you know, shy and whatever. So they just let the comedic, you know, sort of the situation go.
Right.
They don't overplay their hand.
No.
On the other hand, mm-hmm. on the other hand, yeah. 이범수.
Ah.
Right? He is just oba. He's everything is just over the top because he plays the gangster.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the younger brother of Song Se-byeok's father, who was the big crime boss.
So the uncle.
Right.
Uncle crime boss.
Uncle crime boss, right?
Okay.
And in the interview, he said, you know, my favorite genre is comedy. And I thought about, who is the funniest actor in Korea?
Oh.
And I don't want to get behind. Like, I want to be known as the funniest guy in Korean movies, right?
Wow.
So you can see that.
Yeah.
You know, you can see him, like, trying to prove himself in this movie.
Wow, that's pretty funny. Get kind of yucking it up there.
Right.
Interesting. And so far, the buzz is pretty good?
Yeah, like people are, I think I've read some reviews. They praise the ensemble performances, of course. And they're quite interested by the sort of dense plot lines. And, you know, obviously, you know who to root for.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And the movie is actually fairly long at almost 119 minutes.
Oh, right? For a comedy, that's pretty long.
So, you know, there's quite a kind of complex plot structure for a comedic movie like this. But I guess since this is the bookender for director Lee Yeon-woo's trilogy on Chungcheongdo.
He said it was a trilogy, huh?
Right. And, you know, it's actually been 8 years since he came out with Hot Young Bloods.
Hot Young Bloods.
So this is quite something.
Wow, that's fantastic. Update 2000 writes, I haven't seen it yet, but with a Chungcheongdo or Chungcheong province dialect, I imagine everyone speaking very slowly.
Okay, this is the thing about Chungcheongdo dialect. I know because I have family from Chungcheongdo. My parents grew up there.
Yeah.
So, yes, Chungcheongdo folks have this reputation for speaking slowly.
Do they really?
Until they get mad and they start swearing. And then it's just crazy.
A completely other different
Chungcheongdo
animal.
Folks really know how to swear colorfully.
Colorful swearing.
And it's not slow.
And that's saying a lot. Considering that Korean swearing in general is quite colorful.
It is.
But it always seems more colorful in a regional dialect.
Right.
But to say Chungcheongdo is up there with the best of them.
Of course.
Is saying a lot. And if you guys are a little shaky on the Chungcheongdo dialect, maybe revisiting the two movies that were the first two parts of his so-called trilogy. Which I like that. It's really cute. I actually watched Running Turtle after, Cynthia, you covered it. And so it kind of got me kind of familiar with that accent, and it's nice. It's folksy,
right?
But at the same time, like you said, it's kind of versatile according to like what kind of situation you're in. Throw in gangsters and then hijinks will surely ensue. All right, we're gonna go to our next song break and we'll be back with more movie recs. Here is 21 with Come Back Home. Welcome back to One Fine Day's Tuesday segment, OFD and Chill. I'm in the studio with Professor Cynthia Yu, and kind of exciting, we've got lots of new fall releases coming up, but thanks to Cynthia's madcap sensibilities, we've got some zany comedies for you guys to kind of perk up to, if that should be your want.
Yeah, I mean, the season isn't all about being, like, so serious.
That's true.
Right?
And also, comedies like these, it can also be a great kind of family event, right? Usually they're okay for a good range of age groups,
right?
So you can go there with your parents or with your kids, and so it, you know, spending time with people and kind of, you know, enjoying the fall in this way is a great kind of way to spend the fall season. We don't all have to be melancholy and sentimental.
That's true.
All right. So Come Back Home was the first movie we were talking about, and kind of focusing on these wonderful stars, we've got another one starring.
Right. We mentioned how Lam Iran plays the love interest of Song Se-byeong in Come Back Home. Well, she has her own movie coming out. It's a sequel to Honest Candidate. That was quite the hit, right?
And yes, and I remember you brought that in for OFD and Chill.
Right.
So how we got a really good kind of focus on La Miran, a good education on her and her wonderful talents.
That's right.
So it's a sequel.
Yeah. In February of 2021, when La Miran won the Best Actress Award for her role in Honest Candidate at the Blue Dragon Film Awards, she said, you know, actually, I'm trying to film the sequel, Honest Candidate 2, right now. And I think this was a direct translation. I will try to be your belly button thief next year. In Korean, we say,
belly
when we laugh
theme.
So hard, your belly button disappears.
That's so cute.
She's going to just take that belly button from you guys.
She's just
going to
steal that belly button from all of us, because that's how much she's funny that she's promising. Those are some bold statements there by La Miran.
Wow. The movie's already in the theaters right now. It was released on September 28th. So it's a sequel to, I think a lot of folks compared Honest Candidate to the movie Liar Liar when it came out.
Oh, that's right. I remember you were talking about this. Yes.
But it's actually, they bought the rights from this Brazilian movie about this politicians who, you know, now can't lie anymore. He has to speak the truth.
Right.
He's the honest candidate, right? And so all kind of hijinks unfold when politicians can no longer lie
forced,
to the public.
Right. They're forced to tell the truth from some sort of supernatural circumstances. Now, I remember you brought in Honest Candidate. I think it's worth noting, because it was released, its release date was what was so distinctive.
Right.
It was released at the, one of the peaks of our pandemic here in Korea, February of 2021. But it did so well, all things considered, which was quite a testament to, first of all, we needed that.
Right.
We needed our belly button stolen. And also, it made La Miran sort of a little bit of a savior for us here during pandemic worries and fears. And now we've got a follow-up, Honest Candidate 2.
So how do you follow up a premise like, you know, Honest Candidate?
Don't know. I assumed it got, like, resolved, no? In
At the
number
end,
one?
She started, you know, I'm going to lead an honest life.
Okay.
Right? So
what happens
in the sequel?
Yeah.
I mean, she kind of has to go back to her old ways of lying,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's true.
So that's what happens.
No lesson learned.
Right? she starts being, in Korean, we call it bongjingi, right?
When they start. A little fibber, a little exaggeration here and there.
But to add to the comedy, now her aide, her trusted aide, played by Kim Mu-yeol, who is sensational in the Netflix drama Juvenile Justice earlier this year, he also now has the same disease.
Oh.
Problem. Condition. Of speaking
this
the
very
truth.
Strange condition. Okay, so it's not just her. Now there's like a fellow commiserator, I guess, of sort.
The cast from the original film is back. Yoon Kyung-ho is hilarious as Bong Man-sil playing La Miran's husband, right?
Yeah.
You know, Yoon Kyung-ho is so hilarious, but maybe because of his sort of image, he always plays really detestable bad guys in movies and in dramas. But, you know, I think he's a really hilarious actor and also kind of sweet sometimes. I know, in this kind of iffy way. So, please give this actor more
nice
variety
roles.
Of roles.
Yes,
yeah,
more
he can play the nice guy.
That's
maybe
true.
The stupid nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. See, once in a while, give him a chance.
I also love the casting of Park Jin-ju. I think this actress is awesome.
Yeah,
she was really hilarious and sunny, and in recent dramas like Our Beloved Summer, It's Okay Not to Be Okay. And there was this kind of special appearance by Yoon Do-jun playing this, we call them in Korean, young and rich. Young and rich, you know, folks in their 20s and 30s, really wealthy, you know, folks.
Yeah.
Maybe through Bitcoin or something.
Sure. Venture something.
He plays a CEO called Banadu Gang. You can hear the funny, right?
Yes, the we funny hear the here. Funny. Mm-hmm. When you give yourself, when they have an English name and you know it's probably self-given.
Right.
Already kind of funny. And
Laya. Even the special appearances, Yoo Jun-sang, he plays the president, and Kim Jae-hwa. I love this actress too. You might have remembered her in Escape from Mogadishu. And very recently in the drama Cleaning Up, which I would like to talk about later on.
Okay.
She is almost, I feel like she's one of those method actresses.
Oh,
she just disappears chameleon. Into her role. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to look her up just to even remember.
Lamiran is hilarious here as well. And, you know, all the usual suspects, right? All the kind of, you watch the movie and you kind of recognize a lot of kind of past political scandals or foibles and politicians in the movie, in the episodes, in the scenes.
Now, I remember, Tapeworm is so excited. Oh, Honest Candidate, I'm so going to watch it. I remember when we discussed the first one that there was a lot of clever writing with subtle references, or maybe not so subtle references, to real happenings in our Korean political landscape. Mm-hmm. Can we expect more of that in this movie?
Yeah, I think that's part of the fun, right?
That's true. Right? Comedy has to kind of push a little buttons and dig in where it could hurt a little bit, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, there aren't very many Korean movies that base its satire on politics. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a little bit of a taboo subject here, you know?
It's
we don't even have very many, you know, comedic shows on TV.
Not a lot of political satire at all going on. That's true. It's not as a fertile kind of ground as in maybe other countries, right? That's interesting. And so that makes this movie in and of itself, just genre-wise, already stand out. But they're not even going to be nice. They're going to just flat out say, Honest Candidate, that's the name of the movie itself, implying that
candidates you need that extra adjective
already implying that that's not the norm,
right?
So it's a pretty bold comedy, and despite that no one got in trouble. And instead they got accolades. And Lamiran, two big movies coming out all at the same time.
Right.
What a busy lady. Does she never rest? Gosh. Yeah, she's sort of a superwoman, I think. One other fantastic movie to check out. In fact, for our next song break, we're going to listen to Lamiran, because we all know that she's also a fantastic singer, and she also is part of the comedic Kasu group, right? So it's actually her collaborating, Lamiran collaborating with rapper Mirani, and the song is called Lamirani. It's already funny, right? All right, let's listen. That was Lamirani by Lamiran and Mirani. Tapeworm is like, oh, wait. She sings too? Wow. What can she not do then?
I don't know, because I've seen our reality TV shows where she's really good at cooking.
Yeah.
Good at camping.
Oh.
And she just,
She's multi-talented all around her, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
I really don't know what she can't do. Maybe like NASCAR driving. Maybe that's about
it. You never know.
But yeah, I think she gets into it.
Then, yeah, she could be one of those people who, like, when she does form an interest in something. But yeah, she's a great singer as well. And we've seen her do a lot of, you know, singing for comedic sketches and for comedy groups. But this is actually a very serious a single, and it sounds really, really good.
The video looks great, too.
The video is very, very nice, and you can see her charisma and having a lot of fun and just being like, I was telling Cynthia, one of my favorite adjectives from a recent show I watched, mad fit.
It's
She's
true.
Mad fit. KYB702 listening to the song says, I thought she was saying Namirani.
Namirani.
But I think that might have been an intentional pun.
Right?
Right? But yeah, it's definitely worth a couple listens, that song alone. But yes, we were talking about Honest Candidate 2. It's out in theaters now. And for those of you listening from outside the country, keep your eyes peeled for it streaming near you. Mm-hmm. And now, Cynthia, for our last recommendation, you have kind of a throwback for us.
Right. Because I do love the actors Hong Se-byeok.
Hong Se-byeok.
Right. Mm-hmm. There is a movie that he's starred in that I love. Mm. And every time it's on TV or whatever,
just rerunning somewhere.
I always watch it.
You always watch it.
I always watch it. I just love the movie.
This is one of your old standby faves.
It is. That's great. Always makes me smile.
Mm-hmm. I've never really heard of it, but I wasn't really watching Korean films mm-hmm. when it came out. It's already it's a 10-year-old movie.
Right, 2012. Mm. The film is called Abu-ae Wang.
Abu-ae Wang?
You know, the King of Abu or the King of Brown Nosing.
Oh!
But the English translation is hilarious. They named it the Sukka Project,
colon,
Mr. XXX Kisser. I'd like to talk to the person who came up with this title.
Seriously.
Right? And then, their film team, whatever studio that okayed this.
Okayed it. Yeah. It's true. And we're talking about studios, international distribution, and all this stuff. This is what you have to search into your browser to find this movie. Mm-hmm.
You might get some other unintentional results with something like this.
We really hope mm-hmm. not. We hope you find it very, very quickly. But it is much more simple in Korean. Abu meaning, like you said, brown nosing, the art of, you know, okay.
Yeah.
And Wang, just the king of brown nosing.
Here the we king catch. Of brown nosing.
The simple right. literal translation.
Right. In a way, it's like the classic, you know, teacher and disciple story.
Mm, I see.
The disciple here is played by Hong Se-byeok. Mm-hmm. Again, playing nice guy, but loser, right? you know, he's not doing well at work because mm-hmm. he's so straight-laced. Mm. He goes home to his very straight-laced father, who is always terminally up for promotion, but never gets it. So his mom decides to borrow money from a loan shark.
Oh, no.
In order to, you know, pay off some folks, you know, higher-ups. So that her husband could maybe finally become, the principal of their high school, of his school.
Gosh. Okay.
But then, you know, it's caught and then the loan sharks are, you know, at their door. Mm-hmm. And he even, like in one incident, he gets locked up in a fridge, which just sounds horrible, but it was very hilarious in that scene. Right?
Okay.
okay.
Dire circumstances. Lending its way to camp comedy is definitely a common trope.
So he lands at the sales department of his insurance company, and he finds this book called The Art of Abu.
Abu?
Mm-hmm. Or Kamsong Abu. Oh. You know, Kamsong, you know, emotional kind of influence. Mm-hmm. And he discovers the writer, played by Song Dong-il.
Oh, his name, the Song Dong-il.
His name here is Hyo Kosu. Hyo meaning tongue. Kosu is master. So he's the master of the tongue.
Yes.
So sort of the silver tongue we're thinking here.
Sure, absolutely.
And I love this scene where he's teaching him the real basics of Abu.
So he actually hunts down the author of this book about the art of brown nosing, okay? The art of sycophantism, or whatever it is.
So my apprentice, let me give you the lowdown.
Okay.
First he says, 자존심은 집에 두고 가라. Leave your pride at home.
All right.
뇌를 툭 놔버려. Take your brain out and throw it away.
Just set it aside.
Set it free, right?
Set it free.
He says, what you always have to do is just shut up and listen.
Shut up and listen.
Give a calm smile and just nod.
Mm.
은은한 미소, right? Smile and 감탄사, like, ah.
Oh.
Someone says something, ah. Right? And then he gives this sort of like Buddhist chant or something, and I love it.
For him to kind of repeat over and over?
You have to keep repeating this.
Okay, how does it go?
아미요, 그럼요, 당연하죠, 별 말씀요. 아미요, you're right, 그럼요, you're so right, 당연하죠. Absolutely, 별 말씀요. Of course, you know,
it's nothing. the cornerstone,
right?
Words, simple words, mm-hmm. And interjections to the art of brown nosing.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting.
So, yeah, it's a really hilarious movie. Mm-hmm. And it works because we've all experienced this. I have said a lot of, I don't know what else to say in that situation. And I didn't even realize it was brown nosing, but it was often it was my kyopo,
That's so true.
I don't know what's going on here, and you're laughing at something.
Sometimes mm-hmm. it can be like a stalling for time
right?
while you're processing information,
right?
But it could also just be like, I don't really care about what you're saying, but I don't want to be rude, and I want to show your appreciation for sharing with me. Mm-hmm. So just,
But I did learn this new thing. 아니요, 그럼요, 당연하죠, 별 말씀이요. You have to keep saying, of course, you're right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No problem.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And we take these interjections kind of for granted. But in a comedy like this, especially of a satirical
right.
nature, for them to break it down for mm-hmm. us is a little cathartic.
Right, because, I think director Chung Sung-gu, mm-hmm. who has worked on, movies like Secret Sunshine with Lee Chang-dong, mm-hmm. He wasn't setting up to make a just brain-dead comedy.
Mm.
He actually did want to talk about, this is what we go through in Korean society.
Right.
Right?
Especially since our society and especially our corporate structure
right.
and our employment structure, we're all based on a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always going to be a higher up right above you. You're rarely on equal footing
right.
because even people with the same title as you
mm-hmm.
will either have started earlier, so they're your sombae, or later, and they're
right.
your kope. So it's all this sort of vertical structure.
Yes.
So the art of brown nosing, mm-hmm. unfortunately, it's definitely a solid thing,
right.
phenomenon in our in many cultures.
Right,
too.
And add the intensely competitive nature of
That's
Korean
right.
society here.
Where a promotion, the mm-hmm. difference could be one 별 말씀요?
당연하죠.
Wow, see that
그럼요.
is very, it doesn't feel like that should, reality should be like that.
It's a little bittersweet sometimes, right? Because to be
true.
Honest, I'm not good at brown nosing.
Yeah.
I miss all those opportunities to like go to someone's wedding or go to someone's funeral and
give a little extra mile.
And, mm-hmm. I'm always like, but I'm not really friends with them.
All
Why?
Right.
But it's not. It's your
it's
opportunity
it's
to go
opportunity.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And in Korea, we say like to make your mark.
Yeah.
Like 눈 도장, they saw you. At their important event, 행사.
Mm-hmm.
So 확실히 in Korean we say, definitely make your 눈 도장.
눈 도장. So make your presence known, right? And then you can check that off, kind of like your checklist, right? I was there.
That's
don't
right.
you forget. I'm here. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shadowing you. And this is kind of an older one, but if anybody checks out the new movies featuring Song Se-byeok, it'd be fantastic
right.
to go back and revisit this earlier work of his where he's this young, struggling
And of
guy.
Course, the Song Dong-il's character.
Yeah,
Song Dong-il is just like amazing in all of these roles, right?
He is also, he's not a chameleon, but mm-hmm. he masters and owns every kind of character that he gets. And he's lovable even though he's a scary villain, right?
So. A little creepy.
Even
when he plays the
creepy
characters. I think he is he's the master of the 생활 연기.
Yeah, definitely
right?
so. Another slice of lifer, natural mm-hmm. comedian. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for an interesting slew of comedies for us to sort of escape from the moody, moody autumn that this season can kind of bring on some of the feels. But if we need a break free. Here is where we go to.
Get some laughs in amidst all those feels.
All right. Thank you so much. Hope you have a fantastic autumnal week. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All right. Taking Cynthia out, here's Baek Ji-young and Song Yu-bin performing 새벽 가루수길, 가루수길 at dawn.
해가 저문화 없이 옷을 걸치고 아무도 돌아오지 않은 집을 나설 때 하루 등의 불빛
Thank you all for tuning in. It's time to wrap up. Here is 옥상 달빛 taking us out with 수고했어 오늘도. Cheer up, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow.
세상 사람들 모두 정답을 알고